A group of women working in the field of logistics in South Sudan formed the network to address challenges facing women logisticians working with organizations in South Sudan. Natalie Emery is a logistics officer who co-founded the network. She says the group lacks funding for building the capacity of 150 logisticians in South Sudan. The United Nations says South Sudan has a unique environment for humanitarian aid agencies, adding that widespread insecurity continues to limit humanitarian assistance operation across the country. The UN estimates 9.4 million people are likely to face humanitarian crisis due to conflict and climate shocks between April and July this year. Christine Ortiz, director in the Office of Humanitarian Assistance with the U.S. Agency for International Development in South Sudan. She says, USAID is supporting the logistics cluster and implementing security measures for humanitarian operation in South Sudan.
As we know, South Sudan is facing one of the world's largest and most complex humanitarian crises, with more than 9.4 million people projected to require assistance in 2023. The logistics sector here in South Sudan faces a really unique set of challenges that you are all working so hard to overcome. For example, South Sudan's infrastructure remains one of those underdeveloped, making it difficult to transport aid. Moreover, severe flooding restricts access to large portions of the country during rainy season, and humanitarian assistance serves as a vital lifeline to those communities you're trying to get the assistance to.
Asunta Santa is a logistics officer with a nonprofit organization in Juba. She says, previous misperception attached to women is changing in South Sudan. She says women have stepped up to offer their professional services to international and national organizations addressing humanitarian crisis in the country.
That narrative is changing currently because of the so many women in logistics now, and I am a part of the so many women. And so the fact that we get the opportunity to do this job, and also men are having the opportunity to see that we can do this job and we add more to it than they actually thought we wouldn't. And so over time, they're believing more in women being able to do logistics because of the fact that we're given these roles wherever we work.
Zura Mustafa, a member of the logistics cluster, says finding a career in the field of logistics in South Sudan can be challenging due to several factors.
The fact that it is being seen as a male-dominated field, and also looking at our cultures, in most times, for example, if at all a girl wants to pursue a career in logistics, he or she will be denied because the fact that it is being seen as a male-dominated work.
Women in Logistics Network was established in March 2022 to create the network for building the capacity of women working in the field of logistics in South Sudan. The group has brought together over 100 female logisticians across the country, sharing their experiences working in a male-dominated profession. For VOA News, I am Juliana Sherpai in Juba.